this extract from the Pearl poem. I'm sure most of you will know the other better known poem in the same 14th century manuscript, Sir Gawain and the Green Knight, which has been translated so brilliantly twice recently actually by Bernard O'Donoghue and by Simon Armitage. The same poet, it's imagined to be by the same poet, also wrote a beautiful 1,000-line or so elegy for an infant daughter. It's very, very beautifully lexically decorated, lots of lexical patterning in it, repetitions and rhyme. And it's touching now, all these centuries later, in the way that it must have been then. It is a work of Christian consolation, but for me, and I think for a lot of people, the thing that's most powerful about it is the kind of power of the expression of grief in it, which kind of hits you like a kind of electric arc across the centuries. It's a tremendous poem, and there are several what you might describe as scholarly translations of it. I've always loved it. People who do know it tend to either love it or hate it. Somebody suggested a long time ago that I'd have a go at translating it. I got to know it very well at university. But I waited until my own daughters had sort of grown up a little bit, so I started on it. And this is a section from the poem which I finished a first draft of. So this is the beginning. One thing I know for certain, that she was peerless. Pearl, who would have added light to any prince's life, however bright with gold. None could touch the way she shone in any light, so smooth, so small. She was a jewel above all others. So pity me, the day I lost her in this garden, where she fell beneath the grass into the earth. I stand bereft, struck to the heart with love and loss, my spotless pearl. I've gazed 100 times at the place she left me, grieving for that gift which swept away all shadow, that face which was the antidote to sorrow. Although this watching sears my heart and rings the wires of sadness tighter, the song this silence sings to me is the sweetest I have heard, the countless quiet hours in which her pale face floats before me, mired in mud and soil, a perfect jewel spoiled, my spotless pearl. Caught in grief's chill grasp, I stand in that place and clasp my hands, seized by the grip on my heart of longing and loss. Though reason told me to be still, I mourned for my poor imprisoned pearl with all the fury and force of a quarrel. The comfort of Christ called out to me, but still I wrestled in willful sorrow. The power and perfume of those flowers filled up my head and felled me, slipped me into sudden sleep in the place where she lay beneath me, my girl. Yeah.